This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hi, everybody. Cheryl from Unleashed. And today I have a great guest who wrote a wonderful book, Carrie Lehtinen. And the name of the book is Positive Perspectives. And it's all about her beautiful queen dog, Ella. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, Carrie. I'm glad you could be here.
Thanks for having me, Cheryl.
I have to tell you, I mean, really, it's such a beautiful book, and I think anybody that has a dog really should get it because it really is life lessons, and our dogs really, truly do teach us. It's beautiful. But before we get into the book, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, because you have quite a resume.
Yes. Thanks, Cheryl. I'm glad you enjoyed the book. I grew up in New Hampshire, but I've been living out in Colorado for, gosh, about 20 years now. And I started my career working in human resources. But when I was 31 years old, I survived a heart attack while I was on a 60-mile bike ride. And that was kind of my wake-up call of, am I really doing what I'm meant to do here in this world? And started a long journey for myself. I went through training to become a health coach, a holistic health practitioner. I also discovered yoga about a year after that and really dove deep into yoga because that's when everything came together for me of the mind-body-spirit connection. And so I went through training to become a yoga teacher. And over the years, I just started doing health coaching and teaching yoga on the side. And eventually, after about an 18-year career in human resources, I left the corporate world to focus full-time on my own business, which I had started a health and wellness business called Firefly Community, and just started focusing on helping other people lead healthier, happier lives and ignite their inner light, because I think we all have a unique purpose here in this world, and I just want to help other people tap into what that is for them. And all through that time, I had the joy of getting to share my life with a very special dog, Ella, who the book Positive Perspectives is about. So basically, from we spent over 15 years together. It was from the time I was 28 until 43. So she went through all of that transition with me, and I learned a lot of really important life lessons from her.
It really is true what you said about the inner light, because I have a friend who right now is in the midst of change, and I keep telling her, be still. It will reveal itself, because everybody has more than one act. And it's really true how animals, they find us. We might be in the spot, but they do find us, because, you know, the way that you found Ella, first you were going to get another dog, and then that dog was already adopted, and then you saw Ella, and of course, what was her name? She wasn't Ella, though, right? She had another name.
No, her name was Lassie, which was kind of funny because she looked nothing like a Lassie. Yeah, it was absolutely fate that brought us together, because I had been on my way to the shelter to meet with another dog and found out that that dog had been adopted in the time that I was driving. And so I met with Ella, and she was about 5 months old at the time, and she had kennel cough. So I had to meet with her in a special area of the shelter. And at the time, I was looking for a running buddy, so I just kind of started jogging around the enclosure, and she immediately just stuck by my side and you know, was kind of jogging around with me, and I knew that she was the right one. So I adopted her and brought her home that day.
Yeah, you see, they do reveal themselves. The same thing when I got my Tilly. The same thing. You just know. I went there. I had no expectations. I had never been to a shelter before. But when I saw her and I was able to meet her outside, she revealed her personality. And, you know, our dogs, they really cling to our personalities and they mirror us. So it's like good dog, bad dog. A lot of it is us, too. But I just think how you got her and that the way this story is told, and it's told through her, of course, your mom, and she's the queen, which I get such a kick out of. But she really sounded like such a very sweet dog. Very, very.
Yeah, she had a very unique personality. And I grew up with dogs, so I've had pets as part of my life and part of my family my whole life. And Ella definitely had we were kindred spirits. She definitely had a lot of spunk and independence, and she was very adventurous. And so we got to enjoy a lot of fun and a lot of adventures over the years. And yeah, she was definitely the queen. The second she looked at you with those brown almond-shaped eyes and her, you know, her sad look, she could just get her way no matter what. She had me definitely wrapped around her paw.
I mean, really, she is a beautiful, beautiful dog. And you're very lucky because, you know, where you live in Colorado, it is a lot of activity, outdoor activity, jogging, hiking. So you're very lucky that you were able to find a dog. Who knows if it wasn't you who adopted her, that she would just be like an apartment dog or a house dog, and they'd go to work and they'd come back and they'd have three kids and, you know, it would be playing in the yard, which is not a bad thing. But if you're an active person, you need to find your kindred spirit, which is an active dog.
Yes. And some of her favorite things were jogging and hiking and road trips. We did lots of road trips together. It wasn't until later in her life that I started paddleboarding, and she immediately took to that too, and loved every second of letting me paddle her around the lake. So we definitely had a lot in common, and definitely got to enjoy this outdoor environment that we have here in Colorado that is such an important part of my life. And it was great to have her as my sidekick.
You know, one of the things that I really enjoyed in this book is all of the little sayings that you have there. It's a very positive book. I cried because it's beautiful. And, you know, I could cry now just thinking about some of the parts of it, because our animals are here for a finite period of time. So we need to enjoy them the whole time that we are with them. I mean, we really have to be present in their lives. And they really are our other, you know, they are our soulmate. Whether we want to realize that or not, they are dependent on us. And they have an innate ability to know when we need, you know, like a hug or, you know, their presence next to us. Because I know with my dogs, she just has to lay near me and I feel calmer. Don't you feel that way as well?
Oh, absolutely. And they do have this sense of knowing when you need a little extra. I mean, I wouldn't say Ella was a particularly cuddly dog. I mean, she definitely always let me know when she wanted me to pet her, but she also knew when I needed her to be near me. And she would just come and sit quietly by me and just stay and, you know, give me, she didn't give out kisses very often like my current dog, but she would give me a kiss if she felt that I really needed it.
You're very lucky because she didn't have a problem. She was not jealous that you brought in another animal. You're very lucky.
She didn't love it at first, but she definitely accepted the cats, because I got two cats and a dog in the time that I had Ella. And she took it upon herself to be the protector of the whole family. So even though she was no longer an only child and didn't have all of my attention, she definitely accepted her role as big sister, and she did a great job of taking care of everyone. And it was funny, one of the cats, the female cat, the cats that I got were brother and sister. The female cat loved Ella from the very beginning and just always wanted to be near her. And even though Ella didn't love it, she definitely tolerated her and let her sleep on her bed as long as she wasn't touching her.
But, you know, when you think, you know, when I was growing up, we had dogs 13, 15, 19 years. Sadly, animals just aren't living that long anymore for whatever reason. But, you know, to have her 15 years, I mean, that's like almost half your life.
Yeah, and it was very important or very transformational years for me, too. So I feel like I really grew up a lot in the time that I was with Ella. And, you know, this book is really a love story and also a remembrance of her and everything that the impact that she had on my life and everything that I learned from her.
Do you think she would have been a good comfort dog to go to, like?
Oh, absolutely. I looked into it. There was a local hospital because not until she was a little older, because when she was young, she was pretty energetic and I was worried about her jumping and things. But when as she got older and calmer, I did look into getting her signed up to be a therapy dog at the hospital. But the local hospital didn't actually have any spots available to accept another dog in. But I think she would have been great at it.
Yeah. I mean, certain dogs have that personality where they're just sweet. You know, because when you go to the hospital, you know, one of the things that they check is they drop things. Then, you know, the dog doesn't, can't be skitterish. Because I would visit a friend in a nursing home, and I used to bring my Tilly, and I maybe had her 6 months, and she was 11. Maybe she was a year, year and a half. And she was very good with the people, but, you know, she was still a young dog, and there's only so many treats you could carry. Because, you know, they're not interested in just laying down. I mean, she wasn't. She wanted to move around. But she was very good with the older people. And she's very good with children. You know, there's just certain dogs that reveal themselves on what they really are best with. Now, talk to us about how she ended up with her wheels.
Yeah, so when she was about 12, we were on a long hike and we started to notice that her back legs seemed to be weak on the way down. They were kind of crossing a bit and just a little shaky. And so we consulted a vet and it took a little bit of time, but she started to drag the toes on her back feet about a year after that. And so the vet thinks that she had degenerative myelopathy, which is similar to Lou Gehrig's disease or ALS in humans. They start to have the connection, the nerve connection to the back legs starts to degrade over time. And so they lose feeling in their back legs, which causes them to start to drag their feet. The only positive thing about this disease is they don't have any pain. They don't have any feeling. So it's not painful at all for them. And Ella was still very happy, still wanted to go on walks. So we got lots of things to just help her, you know, through that. We started out with booties just to protect her feet, got her some other devices. We also started taking her to acupuncture and physical therapy. She walked on a water treadmill just to try to keep everything moving and working as long as possible. That kept her going for quite a long time. It wasn't until the last, I'd say maybe 6 months or so, or maybe 6 to 9 months of her life that she completely lost the use of her back right leg. And so that's when we got the walking wheels, which is like a wheelchair for dogs. And so we tried to get her used to it before she really needed it. And she had wanted no part of that. She said, I can still walk on my own. I don't need that. But as soon as she realized she did need the wheels to be able to still go on walks, she begrudgingly accepted it and would let us, you know, strap her in and get her back legs in the wheels. And she continued to walk for several months after that, including along the Rim Trail at the Grand Canyon. We took her on a road trip.
That is fabulous, because I've been there.
Yeah, it was great. And it's great that dogs are allowed on the Rim Trail, because a lot of the national parks don't allow dogs on the trails. So it was great that she got to do that and see those views, because she always loved a good vista. And so it meant a lot to us to be able to experience that with her and just watch her enjoy the views. And it meant a lot. It's not only there, but also just taking her and walks around town I feel like she got a lot of attention from people. I think she was really an inspiration to people that, you know, even with a disability or with a, you know, a setback, that she was still out there enjoying her life and just had this exuberance about her walking on the trails in her wheels, and really an inspiration to me and to the other people who saw her.
We're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be right back with our guest.
Gifts for my pets, sparkle and love, under the tree, from heaven above. Gifts for my pets, joy in the air, unwrapping dreams without a care.
Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pet. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back and we're talking to Carrie, who's telling us all about her queen, Ella. You know, I just have to say, Carrie, you know, I know that you heard my show with the Wheelie Wonders. There are certain people, angels, I have to say, that really are very good with dogs who have disabilities, because it's very difficult. I mean, you had Ella most of her life. She was healthy. And this wheel that you have, it's almost like a wheelbarrow without the barrel. And it's got a big wheel, though. So her front legs are really doing all of the work.
Right. Yeah, she had to. And she was very strong. I mean, she was such an active dog her whole life and in good shape and very fit. So she was able to pull the cart, but the wheels are fairly heavy. And so her front legs did have to do a lot of work in order to manage with the wheels. And it is a lot of work.
And we should tell our listeners that she was a German short-haired pointer, right? Mix?
Yeah. Yeah, she was a mix. That's what her paperwork said from the shelter, was a German short-haired pointer mix. We think she probably had some lab as well.
Her shape of her body, you know, the length of it.
Right.
They're all mixed with wonderful things. You go to a dog park, this one says, oh, what does she have in her? She's good, she's bad, you know, but I love her anyway. You know, I know that you could always find out, but, you know, sometimes having a surprise is best. I have to say, as I said before, this is really, truly a beautiful, this is a love story between you and this dog. Actually, between the dog and you, because she's writing it as you think she would write it. And I think at the end, you know, her last day, I think that was beautiful. I'm getting choked up just thinking about it, because I had to take breaks reading it, that you wrote her a letter and said goodbye with the letter. Because, you know, 15 years, that's a very long time. That's a very long time. This wasn't a childhood pet. This was your adult other. And, you know, with all of the adventures that you had with her, you know, I think I only have Tilly. You know, she's three, so I have her a little over 2 years. I've had, you know, cats and childhood dogs, but this is a different relationship. We're making memories now. And to think that you had Ella for all those years, you're talking boyfriends, all of your life, that's something, that she really was there for you. You came home and you told her all about your day.
Yeah, she was a big part of my life. And I still, it's been 3 years since I said goodbye to her. And I still get choked up talking about it and thinking about it, because she really was my best friend, my fellow adventurer, my soulmate. And we did go through a lot together, and she was always the one that was there. She was my stability during those years of my life that, you know, relationships come and go, but she was always there for me and always happy to see me. I mean, I'm sure you experienced this with Tilly too. You could be gone for 5 minutes or 2 weeks and you get the same greeting.
And that's the best part of coming home is the greeting. I took her to one of those pet places for an afternoon and with a bath. The best part is when you come in and your dog is all over you. They love her.
Yeah. Ella used to do this thing with me where if I came home from a trip, she would like put both of her paws and like hold on to my arm, and she would like shake and make little cute noises like, oh, I missed you so much, Mom. I'm so glad you're home.
That's the shake it off chapter.
But yeah, I think I do talk about that in that chapter too. She also, you know, when she would run around all crazy outside when I would get home as well.
I read something that when a dog gets wet and it shakes, in seconds, it could get rid of all the moisture. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I mean, they are just amazing because nobody wants them to shake. But, you know, when it rains, Tilly doesn't like the rain. But if she does get wet or a sprinkler or whatever, she'll do it because the end result is she gets dried off, and that she likes. But they are just amazing. And now they've done more research, you know, that they just are so close to us as our best friends, how they mirror us and communicate with us. It's not, you know, like when we were growing up, the family dog, you put the food down, you go about your life, you play with your friends, and your parents end up walking the dog and all of that. This is now our responsibility. We are responsible for these animals. And it's a pretty heavy thing when you think about it. Did she like to go to dog parks? She was friendly with range dogs?
She didn't love other dogs, but she loved people. And so we would go to the dog park, but mostly what she would do would go around and greet all of the people that were at the dog park, especially kids. She absolutely adored kids. And so if we would be at the park or if we would go on walks, like any kid that wanted to come over and pet her, she was all for it. I think there was one time we were on a walk. There were neighborhood kids outside. It was a whole group of them playing, and there were like 8 or 9 of them. And she just stood in the middle and was so happy that they were all petting her and giving her attention.
Yeah, that's the most important. I mean, Tilly is not perfect, but she is friendly with other dogs. She's friendly with people. And she is great with kids. And to me, that's all I need to know. I mean, you know, if you walk by my door, she'll bark. But that's really very important. Because, you know, when you go to a shelter, you really don't know. Well, I guess it's like meeting, you know, your other half. You really don't know what you're getting.
That's true.
You go to a club, you meet a guy, you know, and the dog knows. I'll tell you, if your dog meets somebody that you're getting involved with and they don't like them, out they go. Because the dog.
Absolutely.
Knows, you know, the dog
does know.
How many others did she get rid of along your way? She was fussy.
She was fussy. There were a few that didn't meet her expectations for good enough for Mom. But when I did meet the right one, she knew that too. And I kind of gave her a hard time because she immediately accepted him. And I was like, wait a minute, he didn't have to work very hard for your love and affection. But it was because she knew that he loved me and that he loved her, and that he was a good soul, good person to join our family.
Yeah, it really is something because, you know, like if you have friends over and they want to be on the couch with you, they send signals all the time about who they like. Besides, you know, their dander going up and their ears or their tail, you know, whatever position it is. You know, I think they're always curious to meet new people because new people sometimes come with treats. And that's part of the game too, you know. It's fun.
Right.
How long did it take you to have her write this book?
It's funny because the writing of the book actually didn't take long at all. I think once I kind of decided to write it and sat down to do it, it only took me a couple of months. It was actually publishing the book that took a much longer time, but writing it only took me a couple of months.
It really is such a lovely book. It's uplifting. I don't want our listeners to think that it's sad. It's just beautiful. I mean, because anybody that has a pet, they have a finite time with us on this earth. And that's why, you know, you got to make the most of it. Spend as much time with them as possible because they are worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. And even though it is hard when they leave, it's always worth it to love them.
Oh, yeah. It's the hardest day. They say the best place to bury a pet is in the heart of the owner. It's the hard. They give us all wonderful days and one very, very sad day. But loving them is worth it. You know, it's just a lovely book and it's positive. And it would be really a great gift for anybody who, because it's positive whether you have a dog or not. It's got positivity in it, which is why it's called, I'm going to say it right this time, Positive. Did I say it right?
Just with your accent, but it's a positive perspectives.
I have an accent. So once again, I want to thank Carrie for coming on. And this is a wonderful book for the holidays. It's a wonderful book just to have as a beautiful book to just be uplifting. I mean, I couldn't put it down. And I have very bad vision. And I read it in 2 days. And it's small print. I couldn't put it down because I wanted to see what would happen. And it's just a beautiful...
I'm really glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, I really, really enjoyed it. And I want to thank you for coming on. And I want to thank all of my listeners. And I wish you lots of good luck. I want to thank Mark. I want to thank Tilly for making me her best friend and vice versa. And remember to live life unleashed. Thank you, everybody. See you next time.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.